Recording. I'd like to call order the Town of Bruley regular meeting for Monday, January 11th, 2021. Ms. Bourgeois, can you lead us in the pledge? Oh, Mr. Tossin, how about that? The new guy.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Tossin?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Here. We need to update that roll call. Real quick, guys, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to get a motion to amend the agenda. Under Personnel Committee, I'd like to add to name a building official as Shane Saradet.
I so moved.
In my business, I forgot to add that on there. So I got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois to amend the agenda to add E to Personnel Committee.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. We need public hearing for this, Tom?
No, but you do need to...
Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Tossin?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Recognitions and commendations, I don't have any. Approval of minutes for regular meeting of December 14th, 2020. I don't think we had any changes. Do I have a motion? Approved by Ms. Bourgeois?
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Committee reports, Public Works Committee. I'll read the Public Works report for December 2020. Total rainfall, we had 6 rain events for 3.8 inches. No drainage issues. We excavated parts of the BZ ditch and brought to grade some roadside ditches on both sides of Hebert Street. We installed a landmark plaque at 257 Hebert. 2 skate alarms broke, both were minor. No incidents to report. No out of compliance sample tests at the sewer treatment facility. Installed radar devices at 3 lift stations to better monitor our levels. Here in notes that Shane added to this as opposed to our committee meeting, 64 inches of rainfall. We averaged 5.4 a month for the year of 2020. We cleaned out 2,100 feet of ditches and culverts, brought them to grade and cleaned them out. Two culvert program jobs were completed, both on Live Oak. Upcoming this week is the week for bulk pickup for Republic. And our extra pickup will be on January 29th.
I saw them in town for the bulk.
Yeah, they were here early today.
Yeah, which is, I don't recall them being on a Monday before.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be, December is kind of weird for them, so they might have already been caught up for Addis. So. That's good. Anything else on the public courts? Nope. All right, Finance Committee, we have budget to actual for December. Just one little note, our sales tax check that we got in was $18,000 higher than our sales tax check the same month last year. So just to let you know, COVID hasn't affected us too much.
Was the fourth quarter? Get them quarterly? Or
monthly. Yeah. So like we discussed at budget time, we thought COVID would affect us. Knock on wood so far. Sales tax wise, we're doing well. All right, Planning and Zoning Committee, consider final plat showing resubdivision of lots 28A-1, 28A-2, 29A-1 of the JCBZ partition into lots 28A-1A, 28A-2A, and 29A-1-A for Willis DuPont Jr. with variance request of noncompliance section 19.8A5K to allow more than 500 feet for a private servitude of access. I don't see her here. So she just changed the size of some lots from what I could gather. And if I remember right, she has, I can't see that map.
So
instead of an L-shaped servitude, she T-shaped it.
Yep. And she, because it used to go all the way to the back, I think, to her, that back lot.
That's right.
They moved the lot line up a little bit, so. And that was also approved at the,
that was recommended
from the Planning Commission. We discussed it at committee. Am I having any questions on it?
No, I believe, Mayor, when the lady was here to represent this plat, she indicated that they basically just moved the plot lines.
Right.
The existing buildings are already there.
Yeah, they just squared up the lot lines, yep.
Right, and then the servitude made in
there. There's no additional lots. It's the same number of lots.
Yep.
They can't, as I explained to them when they came up with this, I said, you can't make any more lots than the number of lots you got right now. So because the ordinance requires that the servitude be the full length of the property, that makes the servitude over 500 feet, and that's why they... So they're not only are they asking that it be subdivided, re-subdivided, but they need a variance in order to comply with our ordinance.
So I apologize, I wasn't here, but so from the street to the farthest point is less than 500 feet?
No, it's more than 500 feet.
From the street, which street is that?
Eileen.
From Eileen Street to the farthest point away from Eileen Street is how many feet?
Well, it's a T, so...
Let me tell you, the 500 feet was drawn from the fire department, who said that's as far as we can reach once we get our truck. But that was eons ago. I don't know what they can do now, but...
We probably need to reword the ordinance because it says if the servitude is over 500 feet in length.
Yeah.
Not from the street. So
506.
Yeah. And so I understand the fire department's intent, but the way we worded it when we did the ordinance, it means that they need a variance.
I don't question it. But it appears to me that they're less than 500 feet.
Oh, yeah, they're less than 500 feet.
If there'd be a fire back there, they can park on the street
absolutely.
And they can reach it without any problem.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what it looked like. I wasn't at the meeting.
Yeah. Other comments? All right, do I have a motion to accept the variance as stated? Should I read it, Tom? Read it once.
Okay.
Yeah. Do I have a motion to accept the variance as read?
I move to accept the variance with the non-compliance to allow more than 500 feet for private servitude of access.
Motion by Mr. Daigle. Second by Mr. Andre. Any comments from the audience? Any other comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. All right, next on the planning and zoning, consider variance request 617 Burgundy Street, Brennan Sanchez, non-compliance section 19.13B, servitude for utilities to reduce utility servitude from 10 feet to 5 feet. It's actually a sewer servitude.
Before we get going on this, Mayor, I'm going to recuse myself and actually sit down so that I'm not involved in the discussion for this.
All right.
How y'all doing? This is... As we had spoken last week, this is to reduce the, what they're calling the utility servitude, which is 10 feet today, which is only going to house a 2-inch force main for Brennan's lot, from 10 feet to 5 feet. And once again, it's the 2-inch force main that he would have to run from his lot and run it across A5 over to the... sewer manhole.
At Ballard Street.
I'm sorry? Yes, that's correct.
To the west
yes.
of Ballard
Yep. So, just so everybody knows, Mr. Niesler and myself met court out and we dug up one of the stakes, I think it was Friday.
Yep.
It was cold whenever it was.
Yep.
We put a tape measure on it. We measured the servitude with the HOA piece with the sidewalk. Setback, we've measured the 10 feet, we pulled it back to the 5 feet. There's ample room there to get a machine in to put a 2-inch line to run that force main. Like we talked, we could dig it with a shovel if worse came to worst, because it doesn't have to be that deep. But even if they got a ditch witch machine, there's ample room in 5 feet. So
that's right.
We looked at it when you put your eyes on it, it made a difference to me.
Yep.
And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, there's plenty of room, because that was a big question, I think, was the room for the machinery
right,
to get
to be able to get it in the 5 feet. That's right. Correct.
And side setbacks, because there'll never be a house there. You don't have to worry about you know, fire jumping from one to the other. Plus, you've got that landscape strip as open space also, which adds the distance between. You're actually further apart on that side from any residence than you would ever be in a normal subdivision.
Yep.
And I talked to two people who do this, and actually three, and would be no problem within the 5 foot installing. This is the only utility
that's right
that will go in this right away, or this servitude, because all of the utilities are on the other side except for the 1 2-inch force main sewer line that's going through
right
there. Everything else is in place. Installation would be no problem at all. Maintenance would be tight, but it can be done, just as Roy said, and the other person who does this all the time that I talk to. So this is a special situation, but I think, you know, it'll work.
Any other comments? Comments from the audience? Yes, sir. Let Joey step up to the mic if you don't mind. You can get to this one, Joey, if you don't mind.
Well, I have some questions for court, actually, but
okay.
Has a Dottie ticket been run on that servitude? On that servitude?
No Dottie.
So we don't know what other utilities are down there.
Well, it shouldn't, according to where the water, the gas, and the sewer, they wouldn't fall within this particular. The sewer should be on the other side, and then the water and gas, according to what the plans we have. But we did not.
But the sewer manholes are like 20 feet from the property line.
The sewer manholes across the street?
No, on that same side.
But it's T's, from what I understand, they're T's that run off of it. The main truck line's on the south side, on the other side of the road from this one.
So the different utilities are gas, water, sewer, cable,
electricity,
fiber optics. The electricity right now is above ground. So we don't really know what's down there.
Well, all of those utilities are
they're on the side streets.
North, south, along the side streets. So Valens Street, Burgundy Street, Leon Street.
That runs.
No, that's not right. I live there.
Okay.
I know they have, so where I know they have utilities under the ground parallel to the sidewalk. I know that. In fact, a long time ago when I first bought, long before I built the house, there was a swale in there where somebody had backfilled a hole and didn't do a good job of it, so I had to fill it in. So there's things down there, and you have all kinds of different utilities. 20 years ago, we probably didn't know what fiber optics was. And, you know, 5 feet, yeah, okay. You might be able to do it. You might struggle to do it. But I don't think utility companies are going to know that. They're going to have 5 feet to work with. I know from what I can tell, the water line runs right 5 feet from the property line. Exactly, almost exactly. I measured it.
Well,
and
according to this shows the water line on the south side of the road.
Well,
yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm going by where the water meter is. You know?
Well, but the water meter could just be a T off across the road.
Okay, well, but we don't really know what's down there.
Well, I mean, we can only go off. We did not do a one call, but we got these as-built plans that were supposedly completed.
All right. The real question I have is, and the mayor asked at least two times and maybe three times, and I listened to the recording. I never could hear the answer one way or the other. Is the owner of the property planning to build something on that 5 feet, or is his what is he going to build there?
His house.
Okay.
Hey, wait, Joey, hold on. He's going to build his house and encroach on the 10-foot piece.
I understand.
5 feet.
I understand.
So there'll still be 5 feet servitude from the edge of his house.
Oh, I clearly understand that.
I know, but the way it was worded, it sounded like he was building on the 5 foot we have left. And no, that's not what he
did. But that assumes that he has gone to the Board of Adjustments and had his side setback approved. change.
The side setback.
There's no need to change the side setback.
Well, the side setback still is 10 feet.
Right, and he has the 10 feet.
Yeah.
If you read the ordinance.
Okay, whoa. Okay, maybe I'm confused. From the property line to the edge of his house slab is going to be how many feet?
From the property line to the edge of his house slab.
It'll be 5 feet.
Well, then he is. He doesn't have 5 foot side setback.
You look at the ordinance.
This is coming straight out of the ordinance.
What does it say?
On a side street, the distance shall be measured from the street right of way to the building foundation line. That's for setbacks.
Yeah.
That's how it's defined.
But that's not the property line.
That's right. But
the property line is the audience quarters property line.
But it doesn't call for the property line. That's in the ordinance. That's the town ordinance.
Yeah, so it comes from right at the pole, right?
It's directly out of the ordinance. So he meets the... That's why we didn't ask for a setback variance, because he didn't have to.
Yeah. So that setback starts under those utility poles? Is that what we discussed?
On the back side of the utility poles.
And we measured that out.
The five foot...
And he had that setback.
And then the 5 foot servitude. That's the way it's written in the town ordinance.
Let me see that. I thought I had it right here, but I don't have it. Setback means the horizontal distance between the property line and the building foundation line.
Right, but keep reading.
On a street side, this distance shall be measured from the street right away to the building foundation line.
Right.
On a street side.
That's the street side.
That's the street side.
Okay. I don't think it's a good idea to narrow up the servitude. I just think it has the potential to be a big problem. There's not only a sewer line that's going to go in there. There could be, and there still is, some other things that could go in there or might already be in there. And I guess my problem, one of my biggest problems is when people come in and they want a variance for a long time, they get a variance, but they sign a piece of paper and it's recorded in the courthouse. It says, if somebody comes in there and messes up my stuff, I understand that and they're not responsible for it. So with a five foot servitude, anybody comes in and does work and he has a house slab right next to it, and there's any caving in or anything like that, the town has no protection. Whoever, Mr. Sanchez, he owns the house now, but he may not always own it. And I think it's a very bad precedent to have a 5 foot utility servitude. And I don't understand. Well, I'm not going to get into why he has to have his house on that side. I don't know why not move it in the other direction instead of this direction. You know, that's. I have a house there, and it's pretty darn wide. It's a big house, and 75 feet was plenty for me. And what I don't understand is why it has to be on that side. And when this subdivision was developed, there was a lot of pushback against the whole subdivision. And one thing was it devalues my property. Well, if you push the whole thing back, that means everything can be 5 feet closer to the road, including a shed a guy might want to build, right across the street from all those people in Lawrence Quarters. If landscaping is ever put in there, you could have landscaping on one side and a slab or a building or something on the other side. And 5 feet is just not a good idea. But, that's my opinion.
Thank you, sir.
Joey, one of the reasons...
I don't want to try to complicate things, but a Dottie ticket is free. And, we get all the utility companies to come out and tell us what's actually down there. You might find something that's not outside that 5 feet already, and that's not a good thing. Go ahead.
One of the reasons I think these houses are being pushed a little bit to the south is because they're long lots, and people need access to the back of these lots, which means... On the north side, they're going to leave probably 15 feet to access the back of their lots.
It's only 10 feet.
Easier.
I mean, that's another thing. How do you get access? The homeowners association has a a court judgment that says you can't cross over that servitude. So you got 5 feet between, on that side. So if they want to traverse around the house to go in the back, they only have 5 feet. And after the house is built up, it's going to be on a slope, and it's not going to be very practical. But, you know, that's your decision. I just don't think it's a good idea.
A 2-inch force main, since it's a force line, the depth is not very deep, right?
Yeah, I think yeah. Mr. Roy said it was only going to be about 2 feet.
I really haven't talked about that because that's not my concern. My concern is the fact that it's a utility servitude, and 5 feet to do reasonably work in there is that's not enough. Plus, it opens the town up or any utility company who comes in to the potential for damages if while they dig in that small 5 foot area something sloughs off or breaks or it damages it, they're gonna come after somebody. It may not be this gentleman, but it may be somebody else, and they'll come after him and say, hey, you know, this is unreasonable. This 5 feet is you know, not right. So anyway, you know, but the 10 feet from the side street, that's all fine and good, but they don't own 5 feet of it. Somebody else does. That's, you know, because this is not a cookie cutter deal here. This is a specific case. It's my thoughts.
Well, I've talked to some people that said it can be done.
Oh, no.
They do it every day.
Okay. All right, let me say it one more time. It can be done.
We got it.
There is no question it can be done. I do not disagree with that at all. It can be done. 5 feet, if you start excavating in a 5 foot area and you don't know what other utilities even down there, you may have to go deeper, water or whatever. You open yourself up to when the trench starts caving in or something like that, and you damage that person's property, even if it's not Mr. Sanchez, if it's somebody else, you got a problem. And then the next person who comes along is going to have to deal with a servitude of any kind, and they'll say, well, wait a minute, why would I want to be the one who signs an agreement with the town that says I'm responsible for my stuff that gets damaged, when the other guy went over there, he just got the servitude taken away. That's not a good practice. Now, how many people will find out about it? Well, the attendance ain't too big here today, so I don't know how many people will find out. But, you know, my point is that, you know, all these people that all these years have signed these agreements accepting the responsibility for what happens, the unlikely possibility, they still did it. Now we're going to a point where we just take the servitude and reduce it. And
of course, surely we're going to get a dotty done before they lay a sewer line.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
But after y'all vote, it won't matter. It's too late then. If you find out that some type of utility is outside of that 5 feet, then what do you do then?
But the way I understood it, but if that 5 foot buffer is all the way across, can an actual utility be run into that servitude? The way I understood it, that they called it a utility servitude, but it was only meant for the sewer force mains for these lots of things.
Okay, let me explain. I know more about this subject than I really want to know. I regret knowing this much. Our ordinance says the standard utility servitude is 15 feet. But that anticipated a normal subdivision where people's utilities were basically running the front, like almost everybody in this room. When the developer came along, the first person who came to buy a lot says, you know what, I sure would like to have more lot to be able to build a wider house, because he was restricted 15 feet on one side and 10 feet on the other, so it reduced it. So the developer came in and said, I want a variance from 15 to 10 because the side setback's already 10. The side setback in those days wasn't defined as from the road, it was defined as from the edge of the property line. Okay? So the council said, that's fine. I had them eliminate my lot since I own the property. I said, I don't want a variance because I'm an elected official. So everything was reduced from 15 to 10. That's how we got to 10. The reason it started at 15 is because that's the standard that the engineers were required to go by when they designed a subdivision. So that's how we got to where we are today.
Stuart, can I ask you a question?
Yep.
Where is your water meter? And is it in front of your house along
my
the street?
My water meter is way in the front of my house, way in the corner. My water line runs down the back of my property. I own the water line. The meter is on the
So your water line does not run along all these quarters?
My water runs, you know, if you go to the end of Lion Street where the stop sign is, you're looking about 5 feet off to the side, 10 feet, whatever. There's a water meter right there. But they run the water along the trees.
The back?
To the back. You know, I enter from the back. I don't enter from the front. So I don't have a water line in front there. But I don't know whatever. I mean, I went out there and looked, and I saw a water meter. I don't know whether it's parallel
water,
to the road.
I don't think water runs parallel to the road.
Well, I don't know.
And I don't know either. I don't think.
But there's an easy way to find out. You know.
I think all the utilities run along the streets except for that sewer.
It could be
because they couldn't cross to go to Arlene's Quarters.
I have actually seen Cox there. I know AT&T has a line under the ground because I'm on AT&T and they had to run a new one or something like that recently. But, you know, I really don't know how far those are from my house or whatever, because I never worried about it, because from the edge of my house to the landscape servitude is 10 feet. It's side setback.
If he builds his house and tries to go across that servitude to tap in, he can't. He's got to all the way to that street to go across.
He ain't doing that.
So he's not going to do that.
Yeah.
My point being is that I'm almost positive all the utilities are on those side streets because of that strip that the HOA owns that nobody can cross.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not in the ordinance anywhere, but it's been past practice to tell the adjacent property owners what's going on, you know, as far as variances. And actually, the adjacent property owner is the homeowner association. It's not the town. It's the homeowner association. They haven't been notified. I don't know what their comments would be if they had comments. You know, maybe they don't care. You know, but I just think it's a bad idea. I think Mr. Sanchez bought the lot. He knew what it looked like. You know, it sets a bad precedent. It opens the door for a lot of future issues, maybe. And I just don't think 5 feet is enough to have a utility servitude, but that's my thoughts.
Thank you.
And once again, just going off of it, the as-built drawing, that's all we have without a dot. It shows the water and the sewer on the south side of Orleans Quarters. It shows the overhead electric and gas on the north side, but not in that utility servitude.
Okay.
Overhead electric and gas on the north side?
That's what this shows, yep. Overhead electric. That's the power
poles.
That's the power pole.
Yeah, that's over the
power
pole.
The power pole's on the south
side.
For sure.
On the north side of the road, right?
I mean, on the north side of the road, right?
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. On the north side of the road, right? Well, I was talking about the road, right?
They're right on the property line, actually.
Right. Yeah.
All right, any other comments from the council? All right, do I have a motion to consider variance for 617 Burgundy Street, Brennan Sanchez, non-compliance 19.13B, servitude for utilities to reduce utility servitude from 10 feet to 5 feet?
Well, under normal circumstances, if all the utilities were going in this, I'd have a problem with it. But I don't, since there'd be only one, force main in here, and it can be done, and all of the side requirements setbacks are primarily fire, which will never be a problem here. Therefore, I move that we grant the variance from 10 feet down to 5.
All right, got a motion by Mr. Eastler. Have a second. No second. Motion dies for no second.
I'm sorry.
Could you get a DOTA report to us before we make a final decision, just to be on the safe side?
I could call in. Yep.
No, I mean we I guess it just tables till somebody puts it on agenda next week, right, Tom? Uh-huh. I mean, next month?
No. I'll get a Dottie called in.
Get Dottie called in. Let's see what's there. Maybe do some more research on the other homes and where their gas and water comes in from. And I'm almost positive it comes in along those roadways, because they're not going to cross midway like that.
I think it's prudent to go in and do it.
Yeah.
I would rather be 100% positive than I think, you know, because you go 100% positive, get sued if you think wrong. So let's just prove what the drawing say.
Okay.
And if there's a time we need to revisit, you know, if you can reduce on one lot, I would say you just make the whole thing on that side of the street.
I agree.
Versus, you know.
Not mine.
But you got some houses that at 10.
So I
think there's a lot of information that isn't. We don't have all the information,
I think, for some folks to make.
Okay. Decision. I think most people know in their mind what they're going to do. That dotted ticket might help some folks.
Okay. We'll get
to
that.
All right. And then get that to us, and then we can add it to the agenda next month.
Yeah, I'll get one called in, and if we can get them marked, we'll just go take pictures.
Yeah. And then if we could find out where those utilities go to those other places, I'd like to see, because I can promise you they didn't cross the HOA.
Okay.
Unless they did it without people knowing.
I can guarantee that, too.
There's
been a shooting us.
So it eliminates the idea of coming across somewhere else besides on those main drags that come in. So that's where the other utilities have to be. Can I say 100% sure? No.
Right.
But there'd be a lawsuit if somebody crossed, I promise
okay.
you. So.
We can do that.
All right. All right, that's it for planning and zoning. You want to join us, Mr. Daigle?
Yes, sir.
Personnel committee, we need to appoint a mayor pro temp. I made a recommendation, and it's up to you guys if y'all want to go with that or go with somebody different.
Move, Mr. Bourgeois.
Second.
Got a motion by Mr. Andre and a second by Mr. Tassin. Any comments for the audience for Ms. Bourgeois to be mayor pro temp? Any comments from the council? No, roll call, huh, Tom? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Congratulations, Ms. Bourgeois. Recommend town clerk. I'd like to recommend Mr. Blaine Rabelais, who is our current town clerk, doing a good job for us as our town clerk for the next 4 years.
Move.
Got a motion by Mr. Andre. Second by Mr. Tassin. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Welcome aboard again, Mr. Rabelais.
Reboarded.
Recommend town attorney. Man, I searched all high and low and couldn't find anybody else. No.
Okay, with sentencing Tom.
Sentence Tom to 4 more years as our town attorney. He does a great job for him, and I appreciate all the work he does for me. He helps keep me straight as a mayor. So.
Move.
Motion by Mr. Neister to appoint Mr. Acosta.
Second.
Second by Mr. Andre. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Welcome aboard again, Mr. Acosta.
Thank you all.
Glad you done with us.
Committee members, I don't know if we even have to vote on this, but we'll go ahead and do it just to make sure we do it right. If you look at the potential committees I'd submitted, I'm not aware of any changes. If anybody has any changes, we can make them. We're kind of a five-person committee at our meetings anyway, so. But I like the committees the way they're set up, so. We don't have any changes.
Move except as mayor recommended.
All right, so we've got a motion by Mr. Andre. Second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any comments from the audience? Council, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. And then I have to appoint a building official officially. So I'd like to appoint Shane Saradet, who is our public works director, as our building official. And he does a good job for us. So
we might ought to check. Tom, is there anywhere in any of our ordinances that says the mayor is the building official?
Yes.
No, it says yes. Designate or the mayor's, designee.
Okay. Yeah.
With approval of the council.
Okay. Yeah, or the mayor's designee. Yeah.
So. Gotcha. I thought I'd remember seeing.
Yeah.
It's section 110-3. Building official who shall be the mayor or a person appointed by the mayor and approved by the town council.
Gotcha. Good deal. So. I just didn't want to, you know, violate.
Okay, so we got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois to appoint Shane Saradat as our building official. Second by Mr. Tassin. Any comment from the audience?
Yeah, I'd like to report the previous mayor for 16 years.
Never approved?
He had a building official named either Butch Leger or Wayne Delphox and didn't get the council to approve it. So, I guess he'll have to impeach me.
That's been a hot topic.
I leave off. No, I didn't pay it. I mean, they did the work. You know, just like Shane is.
Retroactive. It could be retroactive.
Yep, retro. Yeah.
Incarceration.
No, it's all right.
All right, so we got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois, second by Mr. Tassin. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Mr. Saradat will be officially the building official. He does all the work. Recreation Committee, I'm not aware of anything on that. I'll mention something about that in my mayor's report. Police Committee, nothing. Governmental Affairs, I don't think we have anything to speak. No vetoed ordinances, no hearing and final action. Introduction, I don't know of any unless somebody...
Yeah, let's introduce something. Let's get this 2021 going.
All right.
I want to introduce an ordinance to you. I ain't 100% sure how to work either. Repeal or amend the fireworks ordinance in town brewing.
We'll do it before at least July 4th. We'll have that discussion, right?
The way that we ain't gonna do nothing. We're gonna get rid of it. We're gonna fix it.
That's section
burnable for the police. And
that's section 8-3.
Section 8-3.
What I can do too is I mean, we can just go straight across the board and say it's all good, or we can put holidays on it.
So I would like to.
We'll discuss about
days,
that as we go.
You know,
yeah.
Kind of what. But I do think we need to do something because it seems to be becoming an issue.
Yep, it's an issue.
We can look at it because it does have exceptions,
right?
Like displays in public parks with permits, and but you probably don't want to get away from that.
Right. And like, you know, when it first came to be as is, it was purely volunteer, purely within
safety. I think it's time to relook at that.
All right. We need to advertise this before next meeting. How would we want to advertise?
It don't have to be. This ain't got to be done in a month. Okay. I just want to get it in.
We
start drafting what we want.
If we can get it done to where we can advertise, but
I'll send you something.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Resolutions in your packet, I think. In our packet, did you put the grant in there? I mean, the resolution?
I think so.
Yep, resolution number one. We have to include a resolution to apply for the LGAP funding. We're going to apply for $35,000 like we always do. I doubt we get that much because it's going to be distributed throughout the parish. But we have to pass this resolution in order to file the application. So,
is that date correct, that year, rather?
I'm sorry?
Is that year correct? Is it 2019, 2020, or is it 2020, 2021?
2021. I'll change it.
2020, 2021. Good catch, Rusty. I didn't see that. I talked to Senator Ward and Representative Jordan today. They have to also send us letters. Those letters are coming. The plan is to apply for the LGAP grant to coat sewer manholes like we do every year. We're just continuing with that process.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm moved.
So we got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois for resolution number one with the correction of the date 2020 to 2021. Have a second?
Second
by Mr. Andre. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Ms. Bootball. Police Department.
We had 9 alarms. We had 3 suspicious person calls, 2 warrant arrests, 6 medical calls, 30 complaints, miscellaneous, 7 disturbances, 2 fires, 15 no insurance tows, 16 crash reports for the month, 2 hit and runs, 1 harassment complaint, 1 criminal damage to property, 1 drug related, was on the highway, 2 thefts, identity theft online, and 1 unfounded, 8 public assists, 3 animals at large, 1 obscenity, 109 total complaints, 225 total citations, and 319 total violations.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for getting us through the holiday season, too. We appreciate all y'all hard work. Mayor's report. We used Municibid. We sold 2 vehicles in process of selling the other ones. I signed the titles. 3. So that worked out really well. I'm doing some research now on handicap bikes, so hopefully we'll have a couple handicap bikes to add to our bike program. I'm trying to get in touch. Blaine and I talked today. We're trying to get someone that's really versed in the handicap bike. I mean, to go online and just buy one is one thing, but to talk to someone that's officially disabled that knows or that has disabled people or works with disabled people that knows the type of bike we need. So that's kind of what we're doing. We're doing some research on it.
That program needs.
I don't know if they have any handicap bikes there. I haven't seen any. So what we're thinking is a seated bike with pedals that's electronic assist, where it's not so hard to pedal. That's what it is.
So it might
be able to do that. Yep. Tomorrow I meet with Tipton on their final plan for the park, and then hopefully we'll go to the committee and then come to the council on the final plan. They got it done, and we're going to talk budget tomorrow, which is interesting.
Mayor, something to consider before you get off the bikes. If you know, they have an electronic component, you definitely need to keep it out of that.
Yeah.
So if you plan on placing one at each location, or maybe you choose one and they both at the same location, perhaps build some type of lean-to.
Yeah, to keep them under cover.
Yeah, because you don't want that to...
Right. Yeah, our park, the park plan has a spot for the bikes. In the meantime, we'd have to do something else, but the one back here does.
I can so, parish and see if we can do something in the back.
Yeah, Dow gave us that grant money, so I'm hoping to keep the bike price down below $4,000 for 2 bikes, because they run about $2,000 apiece. From what I've seen, so if we can do that, they said the rest of the money use it to maintain the bikes and to, you know, stuff like that. So that would be a perfect thing we could use up. And then we'll have to talk to the bike rental company to get rentals on the handicap bike. COVID vaccines. It's an ugly subject. I'll just report what the parish told me. The parish health unit has applied to distribute vaccines when we get them this week. There's supposed to be some submitted this week. There's one other pharmacist in the parish that applied. Hopefully we'll have at least 2 in the parish, but the number of vaccines that we're going to get are up in the air, and until we get those, we don't know. But they'll be distributed based on whatever those factors are, and they're going to set up a number to call to set a time to come get your shots. So that's the last I heard from the parish. Fish, can you add anything additional?
I heard nothing.
Yeah, I talked to Jason today, and that's the last I heard. So, to quote the governor at his conference last week, I think he said, all 64 parishes will have vaccines this week.
Yeah.
Is it 1? Is it 100? Is it 1,000? I don't know.
I looked at LDH website this morning, and the only place listed in West Baton Rouge is the Walgreens in Port Allen.
Yeah. Is it listed now?
Yes.
That was the other pharmacist that was supposed to sign up. So if it's listed, then so be it. But
Parish that was Health the only Unit. One that was listed.
Yeah, the Parish Health Unit will be one, too.
Okay.
Mayor.
Yes, sir.
As one of the few people in here qualifies to get the vaccine, I had an experience. They said, go sign up at the pharmacy. So I drove to Plaquemine, the closest one to Gudo's. I walked in. I said, I want to sign up for the vaccine. I said, oh, okay, here. What's your name? I gave her my name. She said, okay. I said, "That's it? Don't need an ID card, nothing? No." I said, "How far down on this town?" And she says, "Oh, at least 1,000 ahead of you." I said, "Oh, really?" I said, "Well, let me ask you. You didn't ask me what my age is. Do you ever ask anybody?" "Sometimes, yeah. I said, "Okay."
Gosh. She called you old to your face, huh?
Phone number. I do not expect a call this century. So I don't know if they're going to let it out every parish. Well, that'll really solve it. So my 1,000, I'll be like 20 years from now before I get to that.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, the rollout seems to be kind of in a snag, in my opinion, right now. But that's just me.
The snag?
Yeah. Snag, all right. All right. That's all I have for Mayor's Report. Remarks of personal privilege?
Did you hear anything at all on LA 1? Any more update on that?
Last I heard, they were waiting on grinding to finish. Right. I know grinding over in White Castle finished. I'm not sure about Alma Plantation. So, Fish, have you heard?
Last I heard was the 18th. It's supposed to be the last day, I think, for Alma.
Okay.
But, that's the same thing we've been hearing is that waiting on grinding to be finished, and they're like a week away.
I'm going to, speaking of that, I'm going to get service road information to DOTD this week. We'll see what happens with the service road.
And the replacement of the light poles, back on it, had a brief discussion. Are they erected? Got it noticed them?
No, the lights? No, they're not up yet.
They
took all of the ones that were laying down, they took them, but it's all responsible people have them, and we should be seeing them. River Oaks. I will have a look. I thought we had one right there. I'll go look tonight.
I gotta go take a look myself.
I'll go look tonight.
I made myself write a note in my phone. Paul's beat me down.
Yeah, he's beat me up a couple of times.
He's number 1,011. He's 1,011 at Gudo as well. You told me that.
I think there's one right close.
Check it out. I told him we would check it out.
Yeah, I'll check it, but I'm almost positive I've checked this already.
We can get it before he gets the vaccine at number 1,011.
Yeah.
But I think he said Dr. Padgett gave it to him this week, so he skipped some
people. Oh, goodness. Yeah, I think that there's a light that's a little closer to that street. Not as close as where he wants it, and then there's one a little bit past the street. And to put another one would be just...
But it keeps you shining.
Yeah.
Superfluous.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. We'll take a look.
Just take a look.
Yeah, we'll take a look.
I'm passing on information.
Yep.
Mayor,
yes, sir.
Before I
say what I came to say.
Sorry.
You can go ahead and move on.
I'm just going to ask if we have any progress on the flag. But I want to forget about that.
Okay.
Sorry, Joe.
I will take care of that.
This is a side comment. Every now and then, I miss being an elected official. But when I hear Shane talk about fireworks and I hear Edgar Paul wants a light, I don't miss it. Edgar Paul's been... Well, let's not talk about that. All right. I listened to the recording about the when Kevin and them came and made that presentation on the building inspections. All right. Four times during the presentation, Kevin or one of his staff said this is, quote, staff-driven. If you remember when I came and commented the first time, I said this looks like a solution looking for a problem. Well, I think I know my answer now. The problem is not the town of Brule. The problem is Parish Planning Office. They came up with this so-called book of exceptions. We didn't ask for that. All we wanted was somebody to come out and inspect a building when it's being built. That's it. There's no more, no less. So they created a book of exceptions. It's gotten to be burdensome. So the staff complained. So here we are with a proposal that's staff-driven. So I went and talked to Pee Wee Berthelot. And asked Pee Wee about it. He you know, he said, look, they came in and they said they wanted to do this. He said, I told them just throw it out there and see how it happens, you know. But then he told me, he said, the real problem is with Port Allen. They have worlds of trouble with Port Allen as far as getting them to paperwork right, blah, 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 blah. I said, have you ever heard a complaint about the town of Brule? Never, not one complaint, okay? Have any of y'all actually seen or looked at this book of exceptions? Nobody?
I saw the book they had in
here. They brought it. I wasn't.
No, but I mean the part where you looked at it and see what's under Brule. Okay? Well, because I'm curious as to what it could be. If you only want, and the contract said building inspections, it didn't say enforcement. You got Shane enforcing the ordinances. I mean, you know, it only said inspections. So what we have here is a situation like, I brought my car in for an oil change, and then I went to pick up my car, and they changed my transmission and put four new tires on the car and changed my oil and said, oh, here's the bill. It's such a burden for us that we, you know, you got to pay for it now. I don't see it. I just don't see it. Another question I have is, what is our backup plan? Do we know... Have we done the research to find a building inspector if we don't use a parish? What I mean by that is, have we asked Huey if he'd do it on the side? Jimmy Talbot if he'd do it on the side? Somebody with an engineering company here? Somebody with an architectural company here? Call the state board and ask them, can you give me a list of all the people who are certified to do building inspections so that we know what our option is? I don't think for a minute that the parish is going to kick us out. I don't think it's a take it or leave it. I think this is a whining of the planning staff from start to finish. So it seemed to me that we could do some research and figure out what our alternative is. But it's not on the agenda. It's just remarks of personal privilege. My recommendation is ask Tom to retype the same exact agreement we had before, same word for word. Change the dates and give it to Pee Wee and say, this is our offer.
And expires in May.
I thought I heard January.
No, May.
That's when they want us to adopt what they propose.
So I thought it was going out of business.
Our agreement is May 31st. Also on the tape, I repeat, I heard Councilmember Daigle. What can we do to help you make this easy?
I think either three or four times he
didn't get an answer. And I want to thank Brad, get me the data that we average in the town of Brule 1.86 per month.
Yeah.
So the data doesn't show it. So we didn't act because we had.
Yeah.
We had some lead time to do some of the things that maybe you suggested there, if we choose to go out on our own, you know, or they just deal.
Yeah.
Do so. You know, it probably not as a hot button as what you originally thought. We do have a little lead time.
I didn't know that. I thought it was January. I don't know where I picked that up.
But it is something that we need to.
I thought I heard that, but I may have made an error.
Probably.
Yeah.
Planning and zoning.
Well, I'll answer your question about building inspectors. The answer to that question is no, we have not, because we don't expect to leave the parish.
Well,
that's just what. And the parish has assured me they're not going to leave us hanging in the cold.
Good.
So don't feel like just because we didn't vote on that back by January, I was assured by that by Pee Wee and everybody and Jason and Kevin, because I asked that question to them at a meeting we had, and they're not going to leave us in the cold. So to answer your question, I didn't go out and look for an inspector to try to see. So.
Well, then there's no delay. Then y'all can go ahead and approve redo of the exact same thing before and send it to him.
Right.
And you'll know if Pee Wee says, no, we reject it, then you really got a problem.
Yeah.
If he says, we'll take it, that's it.
Uh-huh.
But I just don't, you know, it hit a nerve with me, this book of exceptions, and it's a staff driven. In other words, the whining of the people in the planning office caused all this thing to happen. And I just didn't care for that too much.
He had a nerve to all of us, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
There's nobody in the parish office trained to take the lady's person who does it all, if she needs more.
Yeah, well, that's another story.
There's a whole lot of solutions that need to be worked on.
Yeah.
We want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
I think that's where Rusty was going repeatedly at that meeting.
Yeah.
Hey, let's...
He never got an answer. He never got an answer.
What we can do to make this better for you, but no answer.
Yeah.
Well, I think the answer is, Shane and I talked about it today. We're going to work on getting information that could help them on our side. Maybe something that we didn't do right, properly, that they might need. It's not going to cause us any undue stress or burden. And we're going to continue to go with the parish the way today, as of today. Now, we hadn't signed a new agreement yet, but as of today, that was kind of the plan. We got a new, got a couple other pieces of information that they asked that we could provide for them, and it's not going to be a hard thing to get from someone that comes in here, and Shane will be able to get that information and provide for them.
Well, that always was the case. Anybody asks for a question and want some information, and get it.
That's right. Down in Marison, phone, stream,
that's exactly what
that's doing. That's a big leap from that to, we're going to do it the parish's way with their forms and their regulations and all. That's basically giving away the store, and I don't agree with that. Anyway, enough of that. At the end of Orleans, at the beginning of Orleans Quarters, there's a bricked area of the road. And there's been a pothole there for like 2 years. And I was around when that subdivision was developed, and the theory is that these bricks would be porous and the water would cascade down during the rain. Well, after all these years, I'm sure that's not working. I'm sure all that's been filled in with residue and all. So it's not going to get any better. I don't know how you deal with the homeowner association as far as whether they would go for it or not go for it. But whether you repair what's there or take it out and replace it with just plain old asphalt, I really don't care. But that hole has been there for a long time, and something needs to be done. I mean, it's not going to get any better.
All right. So I guess it's been about a month or so ago. We had a tree guy come in because supposedly the bricks are also laid, one, for aesthetics, two, to try to save the trees. Because if you put asphalt on top of the roots of the trees, it kills them. This allows the water to go through. So we had a guy that came out and looked at that because we were talking about including it in our overlay project.
Mm-hmm.
Guy said he doesn't think a thin layer of asphalt is going to affect the trees. So I think the road is ours. I don't think HOA has a whole lot to do with that road. I'd have to double check that.
I don't think they do either. from a technical stance. But on the other hand, you know, they may...
So what
they may have
we were looking at someone to come relay the bricks. That's very costly. So to answer your question, hopefully we can get it in the scope of our overlay this time. Overlay it, and if the tree dies, we'll just have to take the heat from the tree dying. So that's just basically.
Yeah.
But yes, to answer your question, we are looking at it. And you know, if we can get it in this overlay project, it'll work.
Those trees around there aren't dying, I can assure you. They're big, and they healthy. But anyway, that's my... Now, one more comment. When I moved to Brule 40 years ago, almost 40 years ago, I came to just about all the council meetings. There was Joe Mancuso, Paul Joe Gautreau, Albert Mayu,
James Woods,
Bobby Purnell, and Scott's father. And I came to all the meetings. And I was, you know... I said what I thought when I thought it. And over the last 4 years, I hadn't come to any meetings because I didn't want to give the appearance that I was second-guessing the new administration. But I had during the Christmas holidays, I thought, you know, I miss it. I miss coming to the meetings. I miss giving my opinion, whether y'all agree with me or don't agree with me. I like that kind of stuff, so... Nothing. I didn't come in specifically to complain about anything in particular, but I'm gonna start coming back to the meeting. So here I am.
The back row.
All right. Anybody else?
I do want to, I guess, commend everybody that the new term has started and off and running. I want to say I attended the Addistown Council meeting this past Wednesday. One of the things they want to talk about is fireworks. they have an ordinance that you can pop them in the town certain days, a couple of days before. Couple of days before the end of the year, and I think they go till January 6th or 7th, and same thing around July 4th. Well, they got people in their town complaining. Some of them like it, some of them don't like it. So they on their to-do list is their fireworks ordinance, and they said they wanted to look at Brulies. They wanted to look at Plaquemine, Port Allen. They want to take another look at theirs, too. So it is an issue that you're going to have, like Officer Southorn said, that they had 30 calls and 15 of them were for it and 15 of them were against it. You're going to make somebody mad no matter what you do. It does not matter, but it does matter what you do, but you're going to make somebody mad. The other thing they decided to do was at least introduce the 5G ordinance, of which we've adopted one in the parish. I think you should probably start looking at that, because the 5G is coming, and you at least want to have some control over what they can do in your town. So if you want to take a look at ours, I looked at Lake Charles. Baton Rouge City has been working on theirs for over 2 years. Uh-huh. Baton Rouge City for 2 years. So a small town like, or a small parish like we are, we thought we did what was best, but again, it's brand spanking new, so you don't really know what you're
talking about. We met with the AT&T guy. Blaine and I went
to the
towers they were talking about.
Yeah, Lamar Greenhouse, he's a good dude. He lives right outside of Sugar Mill, and he was very helpful. It came to a lot of meetings, would answer any of your questions that you have. So
he'll plan to be here next meeting, everywhere. We want to give our brand new councilman a lot of stuff on the first.
Why not? They gotta earn that money.
So Lamar will be here on our next meeting in February, just so y'all know.
Yeah, and certainly ask him all the questions you want, but I would start doing some research if I were y'all, because it's not an easy topic to swallow.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You're talking about putting two in town right now?
Yes. So we have one.
One by the school.
One near Brulee High School, the new Brulee High School, and one really not far from it. All along LA.
Yeah, all in the servitude along.
Right.
What did y'all do, Fish? What are you trying to regulate on it? I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that.
If you'll notice the one that's on the River Road, kind of behind Antonio, that thing's like 200 and something foot high. I know when my brother was on the parish council, he probably got more irate phone calls about that cell tower. That's a 4G tower. He got more irate people talking about how ugly it was and how it was just aesthetically not a very attractive feature. Well, the 5G is supposed to be able to put lower,
uh-huh, much lower
on the lower heights, and they can make them smaller than that big monstrosity back there.
And they can put them on decorative poles.
They can. And again, that's what, in my mind, that's what you want to control. You want to control the height. Like maybe you say, we don't want anything more than 35 feet, 20 feet, 10 feet, whatever you want. It's very tough to do in subdivisions that don't have, that have all underground utilities. Like,
y'all just set criteria based on what you did on the parish side?
Right. And what we said, if there was an existing pole, you could go to the height of that pole in an area. Like, say down my street, let's say the utility poles are 35 or 40 foot tall. We would let them put it to the top of that. Now, the other issue that they had that they worked on for a long time is what they call collation, where they co-locate, where they, a pole is located, it's an energy pole. If they would allow AT&T to put their equipment on that pole, because energy at one time said, this is my pole, you can't get on it. Well, the other side of the fence is it's in a utility servitude. That's a utility pole. We can get on it. So you got AT&T, huge company. You got energy, huge company, fighting each other. But I think they've finally come up with an agreement that they will let them co-locate on the same pole, because the other option is for them to put a new pole in the ground. And what we didn't want was a 150-foot pole, okay? So we wanted some control over where they could put them. They want control over where they go. We wanted control over what they would look like. We don't want them to block a line of sight behind any corner, anything that you can drive. So we want them high enough off the ground, but not where they're obtrusive looking. Okay?
Yeah, so we also they can't stick them in the middle of a tree, right?
Right.
They have to have, so like if you put them real too close to the trees, they can't.
Yeah.
It's not, so it's going to stand out on its own. It's not, they can't camouflage them anywhere,
right.
Really.
They have the discretion for placement?
They do if you don't have an ordinance. They can put one on every utility pole up and down LA-1 if they want. Okay? Or in any utility servitude. That's why you want your own ordinance, and then when they come into your town, they have to adhere to your ordinance.
He's coming next week, too.
Yeah.
I believe we have one.
Have one what?
For poles, like that. We have one, an ordinance already. I'm pretty sure we do. Don't ask me where it is.
Okay.
But it has something to do with the distance from the nearest structure. And basically what it boils down to is you can't build one in Druley.
You're talking about the height of
any kind of
tower pole. Where if it would fall, you need a radius of 1.5 times.
Yeah, that's our criteria. But
right.
They never, 5G wasn't even in dreams in those days. But I'm talking about any pole you put up. Don't ask me where it is. I think it's still in there. But I think we have a regulation. The reason I remember that is because they wanted to do one at the fire station to replace one that had fallen or something.
Repeater.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And if you read the town ordinance, you'd have a hard time finding a place you could put one in Druley that's far enough away from, to be okay. I mean,
but you're talking about a new pole. Talking about a new pole. What they're trying to do is put them on existing poles because they don't have to have, they don't have as much cost. The other thing they had was, we were trying to control was the cubic footage, if that's the proper term, of how big these things were. Because at first these 5G things looked like a big washing machine. So they were putting them on these poles and they were just humongous, the size of them. Well, now the cubic foot of them is being diminished, and they're not as ugly, I'm going to say, as they once were. So that's the other thing we tried to control, is the size of what they were putting on the poles and how many they were going to put. Not so much where, but if they were going into a subdivision, we wanted some control over what it would look like. But you'll see when you read it that it's got a lot of legal mumbo jumbo about, no offense there, Tom, but with the FCC regulations. So some of it is regulated by the FCC, but some of it's regulated by what you can control too. The other thing I wanted to mention is that the parish is going to be tackling this week. Should be our solar panel ordinance. We've had some discussion on, we have one solar panel farm out Rosedale Road, and we've gotten both sides of the issue on whether it looks good or doesn't look good, or is it good for the environment, not good for the environment. So we're going to have a discussion whether that needs to be an industrial zone or that needs to be an agricultural zone. And I'm of the opinion it needs to stay agricultural with a special use permit. Some people want it to be industrial. But I just don't want to take a 500-acre piece of land out in the middle of nowhere and you zone it industrial, and if the solar panel thing goes out of business in 5 or 10 years, and then you throw a big chemical plant right in the middle of it because it's already zoned industrial. I don't want that. I want to control, or think I can control what goes there, and if it's solar panels and they leave, well, then it's still ag. The other issue is that it does qualify for ITEP, so that's the industrial side of it, that some people think it should be industrial. I, for one, do not think so. And I certainly cannot disagree with what Mr. Joey said about the building inspection things from the parish. When they came, I had gotten a little early wind of it, but certainly wasn't in any meetings where they said there was an issue. I basically learned like you learned when they were here. Do I think it could have been handled differently? Absolutely. I really don't know what the issue was when it started, but I think you're doing right by holding your ground till at least this contract runs out. I do not think Bruley is a troublesome spot because you just don't have the number of building permits that Addis has, and certainly Port Allen is fixing to have. So I don't see as us being, when I say us, I say that I should say the town of Brule being an issue that needs to jump and just jump on ship that everybody else does. So I say hold your ground, let's take a look at it, and but it wouldn't be a bad idea to figure out what is your alternative plan if you don't go with the parish. I don't think the parish is going to hardline you and say we're not doing this unless you jump, but I could be wrong. I'm not voting on that. So, and I'd be happy to try to answer any questions.
Both of y'all are going to get fined for going over 5 minutes.
Right.
That's the new rule.
He interrupted
for 2021. I know your address. We'll send you a bill.
Actually, there should be a timer up there. I just want to say the town clerk's probably not doing his job. And I'd just like to say that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm going to have a little switch underneath here. All right, announcements. The town hall will be closed Monday, January 18th for Civil Rights Day. And a landmark and heritage meeting will be January 25th at 6:30. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Who
by Mr. Andre? Who second that?
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.